the first defense against cyber attacks, sharing news of threats.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. President Obama this morning is meeting at the White House with corporate chiefs. The topic, not the federal budget, but cybersecurity. The president told ABC News that computer attacks are ramping up, some state-sponsored. The CEOs and the feds are talking about sharing information about potential computer vulnerabilities and specific threats. Andrew Kaiser is with the National Cybersecurity Alliance, representing big names from the digital world, including Google and Facebook.
There are sensitivities both ways, right? Because some of the information the government has, you know, comes from intelligence sources, and that needs to be protected. Going the other way, industry wants to be sure that when they give information to the government, that somehow won't come back to haunt them in some kind of way. In case there was, you know, some information that went to the government and then got used in a way that maybe violated somebody's privacy when it wasn't supposed to or got lost in some kind of way.
But some worry the government will impose technology that it wants on the private sector. Michelangelo is with NetIQ Corporation.
It may force things to be deployed which are less than optimal. There have been instances where proposed legislation actually recommended technology. And at the point that legislation recommends technology explicitly, it causes issues for growth.
The White House meeting came soon after U.S. officials said they're looking into reports that Obama's own family, including the First Lady, had been hit by hacking.